Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Instagram rolled out Notes, a new feature that lets users share posts that are just text and emojis. No pictures or videos needed. These don't appear in the primary IG feed. Rather, they're sent as DMs that will sit at the top of an inbox for 24 hours. Notes are limited to 60 characters. Instagram also began testing Candid, where users share stories that are only visible to other users that share Candid stories. The app also tested an update to its Add Your Sticker, letting users invite friends to participate with a Pass It On option. Microsoft announced a partnership with the satellite network operator Viasat to expand its Airband initiative, which works to expand internet access to rural areas. Airband will use Viasat's network to extend internet access to 10 million people globally, including 5 million in Africa. Airband will also provide seed investments for infrastructure projects in Africa as part of a wider goal to connect 250 million people globally by the end of 2025. Apple released iOS 16.2, macOS Ventura 13.1, and watchOS 9.2. The iOS update adds Apple Music Sing to the Apple Music app, letting users turn down vocals on supported tracks for a karaoke-like experience. It also allows hiding wallpaper and notifications with devices with an always-on display. The updates also add the Freeform Digital Canvas app to Mac and iOS devices, which lets multiple people collaborate in real time. It also adds advanced data protection for iCloud, which expands the data categories protected with end-to-end encryption. Apple also patched an actively exploited zero-day vulnerability impacting Apple's WebKit browser engine, which could allow maliciously crafted web content to arbitrarily execute code. Researchers at Google's Threat Analysis Group discovered the flaw. The Financial Times' sources say the U.S. Commerce Department will place the Chinese chipmaker Yangtze Memory Technologies, or YMTC, on its entity list. This would bar U.S. firms from selling technology to YMTC without a license. On October 7th, the U.S. placed YMTC on an unverified list of entities that it was unable to conduct end-user checks on to make sure U.S.-based technology wasn't being diverted for military use. In similar news, the Financial Times' sources say the chip designer Arm determined it cannot sell its latest Neoverse 5 series designs to Alibaba, concluding internally that the UK and US would not approve licenses to export its technology. The chips fall under the Wassenaar multilateral agreement, which requires a license to export dual-use technology that could be diverted for military use. Amazon announced new features for its digital voice assistant. Gestures on Echo Show devices, the ones with screens and cameras, let a user interact with a device using their hands. The only gesture so far is the ability to hold up your palm toward the camera to dismiss a timer. Gestures are also not on by default. There's also new text-to-speech options that can read out the title of menu items on the screen. And consolidated captions turns on captioning for calls, videos, and voice responses across all Echo Show devices on an account. Security researcher Brian Krebs reported that the user database for the U.S. FBI's InfraGuard program appeared for sale online on December 10th. The program was designed to build information sharing partnerships between the FBI and private firms, including operators of critical infrastructure. Krebs contacted the seller, who said they obtained access by creating a new InfraGuard account posing as the CEO of a major U.S. financial corporation. The dataset mostly reveals emails and phone numbers, but also allows for direct messaging with other InfraGuard members. A coordinated disclosure from Microsoft, Mandiant, Sophos, and SentinelOne revealed that malicious actors used drivers certified by Microsoft's Windows Hardware Developer Program to further terminate endpoint security software running on devices. Microsoft noted the attackers already would have needed to gain admin access on the systems to exploit the drivers. It revoked several hardware developer accounts in early October for submitting the drivers. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida introduced a bill meant to ban TikTok from the U.S. The bill would block transactions with any social media influenced by the governments of Russia or China. In 2020, the U.S. government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. ordered China's ByteDance to divest itself of TikTok, and the two sides have been in discussions ever since to address national security concerns. YouTube announced changes to combat toxic comments. It will now send notifications to users writing in English whose comments have been removed for violating its platform rules. If the user continues to post inappropriate comments, the service will ban them from commenting for 24 hours. Tesla's latest software update adds Apple Music and Steam support to its vehicles. Steam will be available on S and X cars from 2022 and newer that have at least 16 gigabytes of RAM. In less fun news, you can also make Zoom calls using the cabin camera or view the camera in the Tesla app while in dog mode or sentry mode. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission charged 8 social media influencers with securities fraud, claiming they used platforms like Twitter and Discord to operate a pump-and-dump scheme, encouraging followers to buy stocks with them and then selling shares while still promoting them. Combined, the influencers had roughly 2 million followers. And finally, Microsoft President Brad Smith said that in meetings with staff at the Federal Trade Commission about possible remedies to allow its acquisition of Activision Blizzard, Microsoft offered to enter into a legally binding consent decree with the FTC to make Call of Duty available on rival consoles for 10 years. In its complaint to block the acquisition, the FTC pointed to Microsoft's prior ZeniMax acquisition, which saw several titles become Microsoft exclusives despite assurances to European antitrust authorities. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.